I did this Uber run one time. I picked this guy up in High Point, North Carolina, and took him to Winston-Salem. He's a truck driver. He made a lot of money, but he was in High Point in a little raggedy old house, you know. He said, I was just here visiting my cousin or something. He said, you know, I called my daughter, and she's right down the road. I said, can you take me to my truck in Winston? And he was telling me about how he drove, and he gave his daughter, you know, so much a week, you know, 400 a week or 1,000 a week, or it blew my mind. And bought her a car and all kinds of stuff. And he even helped his ex-wife, you know. And so he called his daughter. She wouldn't take him to Winston. And he had bought her a car. He called his ex-wife, and she wouldn't take him to Winston. And I talked to him the whole time. And this was a very humble man. He was very humble. He's very nice. And he finally said, you know, I've been thinking about this a while, but today we took the cake. He said, you know, I'm taking an Uber because, and he told me the story. He said, because I've helped these people for so long, for over a year or many years, maybe 5 years. I can't remember how long it was. He said, I've helped these people for a long time. And I'm on the road, and I'll call them and just to talk. They'll call me while I'm on the road and say, hey, can you send me some money? But if he calls them, they won't even talk to him, you know. His people, his family, whatever. He said, you know, I've made my decision that these people are just totally selfish, and they're only calling me when they need something or money. And I'll never forget that conversation. And his ex-wife, his daughter, some other people in his family. You know, the truck drivers probably make 100 to 150,000, I'm sure. And so they only called when they wanted something. And I started making observations a long time before. I talked to a lot of people, 6,000 rideshare rides. And I've heard that story many times. And when you live it out, you know, with certain people in your family or marriages or whatever, and you realize they're not there to communicate with you and get to know you as a person or to, like, fellowship with you and do things together. They're not there for that. They're there for, like, security. They're not there because they want to know you as a person. They're there as security blanket, you know. They don't really like you. His own daughter wouldn't talk to him, and he was helping her out. He said, I'm getting ready to make some changes. You know, he said, I'm going to buy me a car, and I'm going to leave it at my house, my home base house. And he said, I won't be visiting these people anymore. If they want to visit, they can come see me. And I felt his pain because I saw that my whole life. I thought, why am I driving 30 minutes to see somebody and they never come to see me? Why am I driving 10 minutes to see somebody and they never come see me? And then when you see that pattern growing up, you hear it from other riders in Uber and coworkers. And there was a coworker about a year ago. She was on the phone with her cousin. And she said, why do you only call me when you need something? It's been over a year and I ain't heard from you. But now that you're broke, you need $100 or whatever. And she was yelling at her cousin or sister or somebody. And so it's like there's people out there, they're not your friend, and they actually don't love you. Even though they're family, so-called, they don't care about you, and they don't love you. They just like you to be around to help them in case they break down or in case they need money or something like that. They never call to talk. They never have time to visit or anything like that. And I noticed this even before the internet. I thought, this is not right. And you might join a church, same way with the church. They want you in the church serving, but they'll never help you do anything when you need help. So you've seen it with the corporations. You've seen it with Bloodline. You've seen it with your ex-wives. You've seen it with neighbors. You've seen it with so many people. They know that you're kind. And they've seen you in the past go the extra mile. And then when you put the limit up, you never hear from them again because It wasn't about you as a person, and it wasn't about them having a conversation. It was just, most people had the mindset of greed, greed, greed. My small network of people, we talk about spiritual stuff, you know, just whatever. It's not about, it's like society has flipped everything to money. It's not about the heart to heart, soul to soul, mind to mind, spirit to spirit. It's all about money. And the people that I've kind of networked with over the years, it's not about money. It's about going through stuff in life and growth and spiritual growth. And so when you have these conversations with these spiritual people, and then you rub shoulders with these, so these spiritual people are 5D people, right? Because they're saved. And you have these conversations with these 5D people that talk about spiritual stuff. And then you got somebody in the 3Ds trying to get in your world, and you're trying to have, just sit down and have a conversation. You notice they're always going, doing something, got to do this and do this. And so they're still under the dispensation of law instead of grace. The ones who are under the dispensation of grace, they know it's all by the grace of God. They'll talk to you heart to heart or spirit to spirit. But the ones who are in the 3D, they always got to be doing something. Cleaning, going here, doing this. They can't just sit down and have a conversation with you. And it's sad because that's what life's about. Communication. Communion. The word communion is two people breaking bread together. So if you're breaking bread with somebody and you're not talking about God or Jesus or what they learned and how God has taught them and them doing their shadow work or their working on something and they have the triggers that they're working on. If they're not doing introspection at all, they're not growing and they're not learning. They're not teaching. I mean, everybody can teach everybody. You can learn from a child. If you think about it, you can learn from a child. You can learn from everybody. But most people are in the mindset of, I've got my thing I'm doing, and they don't take the time to talk to somebody or get to know them. And I understand after you talk to somebody long enough, they kind of get on your nerve. They can get on your nerves. And you have that little space where you're apart, come back, you talk, what'd you learn, space, back and forth. You can't always be together. Who wants to be around somebody 24/7? There's sometimes in certain relationships, you like being around that person. You could be around them 24/7, but you might not be talking the whole time, you know. So here's what I'm seeing in society and people. They don't really have introspection, and they really don't want to talk, and they don't really want to grow. Iron sharpens iron in the spirit. In the flesh, they would rather be in the flesh, and what happens in the flesh? The flesh cuts the flesh, Jerry Springer. And so the Jerry Springer show is what I'm seeing in society. People really don't want to grow and interact. They just want to just be in control, conquer, ridicule, like that. Like if somebody says something, they're like, psh, they don't even, like they disqualify your worldview or what you think, and they don't even think that they could learn something from you. And you're like, come on. Why not have a heart-to-heart conversation or a mind-to-mind, soul-to-soul? Because most people are not deep. They're just caught up in the cycle of time. And they get up, they go to work, go have their little fun, go to sleep, get up, go to work, and they never do any inner work. And they never have deep conversations with anybody. Over the years, whether it's text or email or phone calls, I've had some deep conversations. And there's some women out there that think very deeply. And there's men out there that think deep. And most people miss out on that interaction. I've learned a lot from the born-again saints, the women and the men. And if it wasn't for those people online that I talked to, I wouldn't be who I am today, right? Whether it's through email or text, because when somebody says something or communicates something, or they say, hey, I see a blind spot you might be missing. And I say, okay, what is it? And you have these long conversations. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you're right. That's the childhood thing that I didn't see. And that's why I kept getting in trouble with the Jezebel. Okay. Now I see my Achilles heel, and I know to watch out for it. I know it's there, you know. And when you know your weaknesses, you can overcome. Because there's a lot of spiritual battles going on to try to take you out. And it might not necessarily be take you out financially or physically, but take you out spiritually or emotionally, or try to get you bitter. Anything the devil does is to try to make you bitter and try to make you live in regret or the past, or make you think you don't have everything you need. You have everything you need right where you're at. Now, there might be other situations that might benefit you, but even if you don't step into something else, you have everything you need right now. There's some people stuck in a nursing home or hospital, and they're just laying there by themselves, and nobody's talking to them, you know? Or they're sitting in their wheelchair. And so be thankful for your health. Be thankful for a sound mind. There's people out there that don't have a sound mind, and there's people out there whose lie, this is really scary. There's people out there that have lied to people so much and played games that they end up lying to themselves, and everything out of their mouth is a lie. And they don't even know that people see the lies and the contradictions and the foolishness, which pushes people away. And so they end up just cycling through trouble after trouble because everything they say is a lie. Because they've never really been able to rightly divide the truth, you know. It's wild stuff. It's really wild. And people always think the grass is greener over here, and then they lose a really good connection, and they end up the rest of their life miserable. It's really like some of the choices and decisions that people make, they destroy their own self, you know. And, you know, I'm sure 10, 20, 30 years later, they're thinking, oh, I messed up. I should have, you know. All because they were just, the devil fooled them, and the cares of this life drowned out their soul. So this is all about the devil stealing your soul, the corporate job stealing your soul. Everybody's buying stuff, consumerism, stealing your soul. Instead of being a producer or a creator, you're a consumer, and you're just fighting and grabbing for stuff, and that stuff will rust and quit working and sit in a corner or on a shelf for 2 years, and you'll never use it. It's really sad.